Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Today we celebrate something slightly unusual. We celebrate a building. Granted, it's church, but still, we celebrate a building. Kind of weird. We don't typically celebrate those things, right? It's the feast of the dedication. Usually, right, we have feast of saints, you know, Mary, Jesus, Easter, Christmas, things like that. But a building on a Sunday, strange. And we can be tempted to think, what's the point? Who cares, right? It's literally just stones. But it's so much more. And in particular, this one is so much more. Right? This basilica is the bishop's, Bishop of Rome, the Pope, right? It's his church. So just like Bishop Boy has the cathedral, like that's his, like, his place, that's where his seat is. The Pope has this one. And so it is kind of where all the grace kind of in the unity of the church flows from. And it's exactly where can we get everything that we're trying to do as a church as a whole. And it's important because it's not just stones, it's not just a building, but it is important because of who lives there. Right? God himself. That's the whole point of churches. It's important enough because God thought it was important enough that he wants to reside there. Because God was like, you know, I'm going to use created stuff. I'm going to use creation as part of my way to make my presence known. Right? He's done that since the beginning. Right? A burning bush. Right, a pillar of cloud, a pillar of fire, right, he walked with, right, his chosen people, saying, hey, I'm with you, here's how you can tell. Then he had the Ark of the Covenant, right, and they had, like, a meeting tent. Hey, this is how you know that I'm here. This is where I'm going to reside. You want to find me? Here I am. And finally, he's like, hey, I don't just want, right, a tent. I don't want this temporary thing, but I want an actual building, right, a temple in which you can come close to me, which you can worship, and you can encounter me. Right, that's why we have churches. Right, that's why we have the tabernacle. Because guess what, folks? God is here. He's very much alive. And he's so close. That is why we celebrate this feast, because God wants to draw close to you. And so he was like, I don't have to leave it to chance. I don't have to let you worry about where you can find me or how you'll know. Come to any church, any Catholic church, and you will find me. I'll be here waiting. But he's only here so that he can encounter you. So that he can become one with you. And really, it's the other way around. right, that you may become one with him. Because as we hear in our readings, we are all temples of the Holy Spirit. Right, the fact that God said, hey, I want to reside here in stones in the building is only so that he can actually reside in you and in me. That's really where he wants to live. And so this feast day begins us to think that way, to understand the depth of where God truly wishes to reside. Within each and every single one of us. But we need to be prepared. We need to make our temples ready to receive, right, the God of gods, the King of kings. Because so often it's not. Right, that's why in the gospel Jesus was upset. Why he literally flipped over tables, right? Chased out animals and got pretty heated. Because it was a place of worship. It was a place of encountering God. But it had become a marketplace. It became something that you could find anywhere else. Just common occurrence. It became transactional. And it stopped becoming an encounter with the divine, with God himself. The same is true for ourselves. Right? How often do our lives, our own bodies, become more like a marketplace than a temple? Right? How much more is it of things of this world and less of prayer, worship, communication with God? And even when we try to worship, usually it is transactional. Right? It's God, yeah, I'll give you this. I'll give you my time, or I'll give you my money, I'll give you this or that if you help me out. That's not worship. Right, that's not done out of love. So yeah, we have to do the same thing Jesus did. He was right in cleansing the temple. So are we prepared to cleanse our own temples? I think today is a great day to take a real hard look at what the status of our temples look like. What do we have lying around? Right, what's in there that needs to kind of get purged? Some of it will be pretty easy, and it'll just kind of, you shoot away like the animals. But some things might need, a heavier hand. I need a little bit of force to be rooted out. Because only when our temples are cleansed, right, of all those things that are of the world, will it be a spot fitting for God to reside? And that is how we get to heaven, right, with the Lord. So as we are getting closer and closer to Christmas, I heard it's supposed to snow tomorrow. I don't believe it. But Christmas is on the verge in which we recognize, right, that Christ, God became man, became present to us. Even now, let us prepare. Even before Advent begins, let us prepare. Right? Let us work on our temples. Right? Cleanse them, purify them, get rid of everything that is not of God. Because he so desperately wants to encounter you there in your heart. That's where he wishes to live. Not merely here in the tabernacle, right? Not merely in the church made of stone and wood. No, he wants to be here. Are you going to make room? So today, let us Let us start flipping tables.